Welcome, welcome, welcome to radio.dominican.edu for the women's soccer broadcast, September 8th, 2014, on this beautiful Monday, not a cloud in the sky. My name is Jordan Smith. I will be your play-by-play guy for the day. In this game, Dominican University of California women's soccer against the Sonoma State Seawolves. And as always, it's a pleasure to have my color commentary man, Joaquin Cordero. Welcome to the studio, Joaquin.
It's a pleasure being with you again, same as last Saturday. Hopefully you have a good game and it ends up better than it was last game.
Well, exactly there. Hopefully ends with a different result for the Penguins in their last game. Unfortunately, they did lose to Cal State San Bernardino, the Coyotes from SoCal, 5-1. An unfortunate turn of events in that one. In the very first minute, starting goalkeeper Rocky Ramos injured her arm and will be out for this game as well. Backup Ashley Lentz will see her first collegiate start of her NCAA Division II career. Very exciting time for her. As we now get to the starting lineups, we're going to get this game started for you as soon as possible, folks. First, for the Sonoma State Seawolves, at keeper, number 0, Allison Hadidian. Number 2, Sarah Vaughn Wagoner. Number 5, Jessica Siemens. Number 7, Lauren Curtin. Number 8, Margie Asmundsen. Number 9, Cecilia Cifuentes. Number 11, Marissa Marble. Number 14, Megan Foy. Number 20, Kate McFarland. Number 21, Gabby Scarsha. Number 28, Taylor Ensler. And 4, the Dominican Penguins of San Rafael. As I said earlier, starting a keeper, her first time in her collegiate career, number 0, Ashley Lentz. Number 3, Stephanie Powick. Number 4, McKenna Kimball. Number 7, first start of the year, Kelsey DiCarlo. Number 10, Jessica Ramirez. Number 11, Kendra Korsberg. Number 12, Megan Hansen. Kendra Korsberg and Megan Hansen making that dynamic duo in the back. Number 17, Sarah Pimentel. Number 20, Kayla Carlson. Number 25, Ivy Torres. And number 26, Mariah Meza. Couple freshmen in those latter two as we take a quick break for the national anthem. It's about 3 o'clock here now for today's game. And in that last game, Joaquin, as you saw, the Lady Penguins, it was a 5-1 game, but it did not seem like a 5-1 game. They were in it all the way, and they actually had equal amount of shots to San Bernardino. What do you think they can build on last game?
They just can't go out with those mistakes again in the first half. They got scored on 4 times in the first half. Mistakes happen. They just have to bounce back and not let those mistakes happen. Defend and attack and keep that position, keep that intensity going.
Yeah, the possession is so important in that last game against Cal State San Bernardino. The possession was definitely won by the Coyotes, and the Penguins just really couldn't necessarily keep the ball. They did have the opportunities, though, and it was Lauren Golnick, the one with the opportunities. She couldn't quite finish. Coach Tara Kolesky is going to go in a different direction today, making sure that her team will be able to finish the attacks. Each team in last game had 11 shots, but yet one goal for the Penguins, and it came off of a penalty kick at that. What do you think they need to do, Joaquin, to be able to finish in that last attacking third?
They just have to pass and don't take shots that you don't have an angle with, or don't take shots that you don't have an open shot with. You have to be careful and be efficient with your shots that you take, with your shot selection.
I'm all about efficiency, and I hear you saying that they just need patience, especially in that last attacking third. It's so easy to just see the goal and go for it, just have a crack at it. But a lot of times, especially these Lady Penguins, they have the conditioning to be able to go up and down, box to box. There will be streakers coming into the box waiting for those crosses. If the Penguins stay patient today, they should see a better result. Now, these Sonoma State Seawolves, they come in at 2-0 in a couple of non-conference games. Already beating two Southern California teams in their last game, actually, against Azusa Pacific from Southern California. It was 0-0 all game long until the freshman, I believe it was Sarah Vaughn Wagoner, the freshman from San Jose, actually NorCal, scored in the 109th minute to win 1-0 on that golden goal rule in overtime. So, as we can see, Sonoma State is able to do well in the latter areas, just like Dominican is. See who has the conditioning for today. As we get the game started, Sonoma State will start with the ball. They'll start with it on the left side. Back to their defender, starting over, Taylor Ensler plays it to the middle, center circle. Already you can see that Sonoma State really good at getting the triangles in the middle of the field. Once you have those two options to be able to play someone, it's so much easier than just one simple option forward or behind you.
Yeah, during warm-ups, I saw them do passing and possession, and they were doing one-touch passing, and that shows that this possession is going to be, I think, towards the Sonoma State side.
Especially in women's soccer, the one-touch passing is one of the most important things in the entire game. Megan Hansen has to defend, plays it back to Korsberg. She clears it with her left foot. Mariah Mays has to chase, doing well to chase. Gets it back, plays back to Pimentel. It's a turnover in the attacking zone for the Seawolves. They're deep at the right corner. Here comes a cross on the ground, cleared away by Korsberg, out of bounds. Good play by Korsberg, already high in the action, making sure she gets every single clearance. She is tight on her man, waiting for anything to come to her. And yet again, Korsberg with a left-footed clearance inside the box. Comes out to Ensler. She plays it over to the left side. Still in the middle, though, for the Seawolves. One-touch play by Curtin. Cleared away by the Penguins. Still not out of the danger zone, though. About 30 yards away. Left-footed shot by the Seawolves. Saved easily by Lentz after the one bouncer.
Already from the start, they're getting pounded again. Their defense getting pounded again, just like last game.
It seems as though someone has gone down for the Penguins. I believe, it's newcomer freshman, I believe, Ivy Torres, the starting forward, the lone attacker for the Penguins. She is actually slow to get up, really limping, favoring that right leg. It's something on the leg, but she went down. Nobody really saw it in the middle of the center circle. Very unfortunate for her, especially starting out her college career. Do not want to see injuries. She stays in the game, though, and it seems as though she's plenty healed. Ashley Lentz will have the drop kick. Challenged by Ramirez. Now to Meza. One-touch pass. Carlson plays it, and it hits Meza in the face. Unfortunately, it would have gone right to Torres behind her. Now Meza has to work hard. In the center circle, near the right side of the center circle now for the Seawolves. Play it back. Siemens back to Cifuentes. Pressure by Dominican, though, pushing the Seawolves backwards all the way back to their goalie. Good high pressure from Dominican right now, their entire back line at the midway point, and that lets Stephanie Powick get the turnover. High ball to Ramirez. Ramirez can't get there to challenge. Seawolves ball on the left sideline in the middle of the field. Good speed from Van Wagoner. You can see where she scored that goal in that previous game. Cleared away by DiCarlo. Seawolves on the attacking half in the middle of the field. They play it in the middle. They have an open Squarsha. Squarsha gets the turn. Right-footed shot stopped by Hansen. That was a very good shot. Good thing Hansen stopped it. Early cross into the right side of the box. Just on the outside of the box now for the Seawolves. Defended well by the Penguins. They have to play it backwards. Ensler looks for the early cross. Doesn't get it. Still has the ball. Now on the outside of the box. Good play right to Marble. Marble has a good cross. It's off the head of Korsberg. Good thing, because there is a wide open Seawolf right behind her. Meza, good pass to Torres. Torres on the left side now, trying to get it past the half mark. Just barely does, and Ramirez has to chase. Good position defense by Cifuentes, the center back for the Seawolves. Cifuentes plays it all the way to the left side now. Pressured hard by Kimball, and it's played back to the goalie with a kick clearance.
This is exactly what we want to see from the Penguins. We want to see them push all the way back to and make the opponent go to the goalkeeper.
Now played on the right side for the Seawolves. Here comes Marble going at Pimentel. Plays it down the line. Good stop by Pimentel and Hansen behind her. Now Mays on the left side for the Penguins. Plays it to the middle, right to Torres. In the middle of the field on the left side. looks at the center circle. Good ball. Can't quite get past all the way to Kimball across the field. Good position by McFarland in the center circle. Just over 40 minutes left in this half. Still 0-0. Sonoma State. Stolen by Hansen in the middle of the field. She plays Meza. Meza can't quite trap it, and it's out of bounds for the Sonoma State throw-in on the right side, just about the middle of the field.
It's been a very high-intense game as of right now.
These first 5 minutes sure are exciting. Yeah. Not necessarily all the shots, but really back-and-forth play. Good possession being played by both teams. Meza over the top to Ramirez. That's a good ball. She's defended by Cifuentes. Tries for the early cross. Doesn't get it, has to challenge in the air, and it's stolen by Cifuentes. She plays to her right side to Marble. Marble going at that right sideline in the middle of the field. Plays a right to Hansen's reliable head. Meza with the good trap. Finds Carlson in the middle. Carlson has a man behind her. Now Ramirez tries the fancy backflip, but Meza wasn't quite in position. It's stolen by the Seawolves.
That was very cheeky of Ramirez and a very good vision, but Meza just didn't see it.
Just not quite the execution that you need, not quite the teamwork execution. On the right side, just outside the box now. Here comes Squarsha. Squarsha just about loses it. DiCarlo with the steal. Now Meza gets it taken away from her. Lauren Curtin for the Seawolves on the right side now. Marble back to Curtin near the middle. Looks for the early cross to the left side. Is stolen away by the retreating Kimball. Kicked away by Kayla Carlson out of the danger zone for the throw-in on the left side for the Seawolves in their attacking half. Under 39 minutes left in the half. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. All the way over to the right side outside the box now. Squarsha looking to go at Pimentel. Instead plays her trailer. It's a dangerous play on the outside of the box. Here comes a shot just wide from Curtin. Lauren Curtin from Santa Rosa, the senior, got the trailer shot, and she wasn't able to put it in. Good positioning by Ashley Lentz, the keeper.
Very risky slide tackle by the Penguin women, who I don't know who it was, but it was a very risky tackle, but it came out well.
And there was a bunch in there. I believe it was Kendra Korsberg. She got her cleats maybe a bit over the ground, which is pretty illegal. Luckily, there was no contact with the player, and it wasn't called. Throw in on the right side for the Seawolves. There was a substitution in the meantime. Mariah Meza comes out in favor of Stephanie Owens as that left attacking winger. Now Ramirez chasing. Goalie clears it high in the air. It's almost past Hansen, but again, she's got that reliable head. She heads it away. Carlson defending Squarsha. It's back to McFarland. McFarland tries to play it over the top, but Kimball is there. Not with a good touch by Kimball. The early shot from the Seawolves is easily taken on the ground by Ashley Lentz. That shot by Megan Foy on the left side. Interesting thing about Megan Foy, we went to the same high school in Sacramento. How about that? She's just a year older. In the middle. Hansen will steal it. It's right to Carlson. Carlson looks forward, instead plays it back to Pimentel. Pimentel's the one that tries to play forward to Owens on the left side, but it's unsuccessful. Here comes Marble with the quick counter. Gives it to the middle to Osmundsen. On the left, McFarland looking forward. Good tackle by Kimball. But a great ball onto the right side. The through ball gets through the defenders, but this fast turf field will be the death of that ball. And oftentimes you find it that you just can't quite catch up to these on-the-ground balls on this turf field.
It's so much different being on grass and playing on turf. It slows the ball down so much.
Ramirez trying to play it around the defender. Cifuentes instead kicks it off Cifuentes for the throw-in on the left side. Now for the Penguins, Pimentel will have the throw right in the middle of the field on the left side. Over Owens. Stolen by Ensler. And Ensler gets tackled hard by Ivy Torres after the kick, and it will be a foul call about 10 yards behind the halfway mark for the Seawolves. Under 36 minutes left in the half. Still 0-0. Three shots already from Sonoma State, yet not necessarily the most dangerous shot. So far, the back line for the Penguins has done very, very well in that last defending third. While Sonoma State has had opportunities, they haven't been quality opportunities.
And as you see, the Lady Penguins have not taken any shots, which means that they need to push up and attack more.
Now they've had the defensive pressure and they've pushed the Seawolves back deep into their own zone, but as soon as the clearance comes, the Seawolves tend to win that 50-50 ball so far in these first 10 minutes, and it's resulted in three shots so far. On the right side now for the Seawolves, Squarsha. Squarsha again, plays to the middle. Good ball, but no one's there. Kimball looks forward with some pace. On the right side, still under defensive half. Has Ramirez to the right, Owens on the left. Looks with her left foot. Tries to play Owens, but it's not in the air. Should have been. Now the Seawolves steal it.
Once again, with that patience that they need to not always push forward with the ball, they have to pass back.
Under 35 minutes left in this half. Ramirez on the left foot. Back to Hansen. It's stolen in a dangerous area by the Seawolves. They look for the quick counter. It's a very good through ball, but Ashley Lentz is there quickly off of her line to prevent the through ball from Van Wagener.
Great instincts by Lentz by coming up so to get the ball.
You can already tell she is much, much more aggressive than in her last game, I believe. Really starting the game as a keeper gives you that confidence that you need.
And she needed that confidence after the loss of the last game.
Stolen by Powick after the counter from Curtin. On the right side now for Kimball for the Penguins. Down that right sideline. Really to no one, just kind of putting it in the area. Goalie has it. Defended by Owens. Taken by Pimentel. Goalie's out of her box. Not a good shot by Pimentel. That was about 35 yards away. It really would have had to been a rocket for that to go in. Defended by Korsberg in the center circle. Great through ball over the top of DiCarlo. One-on-one opportunity for the Seawolves. Plays it, and what a save from Ashley Lentz. She guesses right, she goes right, and has the fingertip save, even prevents the rebound from happening. Picks it up, and quickly is off to the races as the Penguins earn themselves a foul call on the right side. Ashley Lentz proving herself in her goal box.
What great instincts and what confidence booster right there. That's gonna change a lot her game style.
Really made herself big in the box. That was a one-on-one opportunity. Powick was right on the back of, I believe it was Lauren Curtin, with the one-on-one opportunity. And while Powick might have had a hand on the back of Curtin, Lentz was the one that really prevented that shot from being anything of substance. Very encouraging stuff from Ashley Lentz so far. Seawolves will have a throw-in from the left side in the defensive half. Megan Foy gets it in. Stolen by the Penguins. Carlson kicks it up. Falls down on the play. No foul called. Ramirez over the top to Kimball. Kimball has to chase. Seawolves kick it over her. Ramirez again in the air, always challenging for those air balls. Seawolves with the slow counter, but good possession moves. Now far on the right side, good switch all the way to Squarsha. Squarsha turns, has Marble down the sideline. Instead plays to Curtin. It's back all the way to Ensler. Ensler looking forward in the offensive half. Instead plays Siemens adjacent to her. All the way back to the center back now. It's left. Left of the center circle, now looking forward. Seawolves find something. Megan Foy tries to play the through ball, but instead it's right to DiCarlo, and she has the clearance.
Very good patience by the Sonoma State team. Passing it back, trying to find options. If one doesn't work, then they try another option. It's very good soccer by them.
They are being patient. They are keeping possession. So far, Penguins have had opportunities to go forward, but it's been mostly Sonoma State for today. Ball goes over Sarah Pimentel off the Seawolf foot. And it will be a throw-in for Megan Hansen on the left side, right about at the middle of the field. Substitution now for the Penguins. Ivy Torres coming off. She was limping earlier in the game, but seems to be okay for the rest of this half. Kayla Wakita, the one that is going in for Torres. Kayla Wakita, a senior from Concord, California. Seawolf throwing in their defensive half on the right side. Wakita chasing on the right side. Slide by Owens, unsuccessful. It's back to Ensler. kicked high in the air in the middle of the field, taken by the Hanson head. Ramirez with a good turn, almost gets it stolen. Physical play by both Ramirez and the Seawolf, Jessica Siemens. A little too physical by Ramirez, though she did get two hands on the player, and that will be called almost every time. Now Jessica Siemens on her right foot, plays to the outside of the box. Good turn by the Seawolf. That was Lauren Curtin on the outside of the box. She gets the right footed shot, saved by Ashley Lentz, dove to her right and prevented any rebound from happening.
That shot could have been a little better. The execution could have been a little better, but it was a great movement to the ball and a great opportunity to score a goal.
And they still did have the pressure. Penguins really keeping up the pressure on that back line, both Korsberg and DiCarlo in the middle of the field, doing very well to prevent anything really of substance other than that one-on-one opportunity from happening.
Yeah, the defensive pressure is very high and very reliable. And it's been there the entire game.
On the right side, Quarsha on the outside of the box now. Might have a shot. Cuts inside. Pimentel with the double team. Saved by Lentz again. And she goes down, actually pushed over, but it looks like there's nothing of substance. That was a great play by Quarsha. Hansen thought she was going to have the right-footed shot on the right-footed, on the right side of the box. Instead, cut inside off of Pimentel's leg. Actually, off of Pimentel's leg, off of Hansen's leg. After that, went right to a Seawolf. About at the PK spot, had a shot, but Lentz with the kick save. Ashley Lentz with already four saves on the day in her first collegiate start.
She's having a phenomenal game so far, Jordan.
Steph Owens all the way in the deep corner for the attacking half on the Penguins now. Plays it back to Pimentel. Pimentel might have an early cross. She does to the top of the box. Flick by Wakita. In comes Kimball. Can't get it. The keeper, Hadidian, comes out off of her line well instead.
Great ball movement by the Penguins to get that shot opportunity.
That was a good through ball by Jessica Ramirez all the way to the corner to Steph Owens. And after that, Steph Owens being patient, finding her support behind her and Sarah Pimentel, and Pimentel with a good cross. Now here come the Seawolves counter. It's on the left foot of Curtin. She tries to find the right side over to Squarsha. Squarsha has marble. Squarsha cuts inside instead. On her right foot, good cut, good shot. Lentz with a save off the crossbar, and it's out of bounds. Ashley Lentz having a career day already. That was a diving fingertip save to the corner of the goal. What a shot by Squarsha, even better save by Lentz.
Her day is getting better and better, Jordan.
What a day from Ashley Lentz. Corner is quick, though. In comes the cross. That's a good one to the far post over Squarsha's head and out of bounds for the goal kick. Still 0-0 on Kennelly Field. Both the Sonoma State Seawolves and the Penguins have had opportunities. The Seawolves have had many, many more, though. 0-0 with 27 minutes left in this half. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. The goal kick is taken by the Seawolves. Played back well. Good patience, but it's stolen by Pimentel. Pimentel didn't look like that kick felt very good, but she has to hurry back on defense anyways. Squarsha really looking to play with the ball a lot. She seems very talented at it, cuts all over the place. Hasn't even lost the ball yet, actually, but showing good patience.
Squarsha just will not go down.
Squarsha on the right side now. Moves it past her half. Plays it in the middle. McFarland back now. Ensler looking forward, back to McFarland. McFarland lets it through, good dummy to Curtin. Curtin tries to play something dynamic into Osmundson, but goes behind Korsberg and behind everybody into Ashley Lentz. Again, 0-0, 26 minutes left in the first half on radio.dominican.edu in this women's soccer broadcast, Monday, September 8th, 2014. Penguins with a counter now. Wakita to Kimball. Kimball using her speed, faster than her defender Foy, but Foy uses her body, is able to shield the ball away. Good job defensively by Foy to prevent that from Kimball. Kimball will again look to use her speed well, though. Squarsha on the counter, in the middle of the field, on her right foot. Plays to the right side, Osmundson. Near the corner flag now. Pimentel on defense. Has marble behind her. Instead cuts inside. Left-footed shot, it's a good cross. In comes the streaker from the left side, believe Von Wagner. And if she got any foot on that, it would have been a guaranteed goal. but she totally whiffed it. Unfortunate, went between her legs. Von Wagner is going to be thinking about that one for a while. What a cross from Margie Asmundsen.
Very unlucky for Sonoma, because that was a great, great passing. That was great passing. That was a good ball movement. That was just a good, very good cross.
25 minutes left in the 0-0 game for women's soccer of Dominican University of California against the Sonoma State Seawolves. In the middle of the field, and they're attacking half for Siemens. Now plays it back to McFarland on the left side. Good ball into the forward. Forward goes down. Hard tackle by Korsberg. No call. Wakita now. Wakita tries to keep it. Is unable to. It's DeFoy. McFarland plays her center defender now. Ensler in the center circle. On the right side to Marble. Marble looking forward. Past the half line now. Carlson defending Osmundsen well. Looking towards the middle. Now towards the right. On her left foot in the middle. And the through ball is not played well by the Seawolves. Stolen by the Penguins. Ramirez tries to quick turn. It's into Wakita. Back to Ramirez. Ramirez with a little bit of space in front of her. On the right side, high into Owens. It's a great ball. Again, now Owens tried the header one touch to Wakita, but Wakita was not seeing it. Owens might look to chest that down and try to go at her defender next time. Owens has plenty of skill with the ball at her feet.
I think Owens panicked there because she had a lot of time. She had a lot of time to compose herself and think of what she was going to do.
Kimball looks forward in the center circle, and all of her attackers cut to her. Instead, she goes over the top to no one. Ramirez, good defensive pressure.
Once again, we see that impatience from the Dominican Penguin side there. They just kick it up without seeing anyone or without any options up top.
Von Wagner now to Siemens. On the right side now to Marble, looking inside. Shields away from DiCarlo. Von Wagner inside now. Curtin on the left side. Here comes Foy on the left side of the box. And there is a foul, and that is a PK. Pawick tried to get the ball from behind of Foy. Foy got past her. Pawick did get some foot. Foy goes down, and it's an immediate call for a penalty kick for Sonoma State. They look to get the first goal of the game, and a great opportunity from them. It will be Lauren Curtin on the kick. Ashley Lentz already showing so much courage in her first collegiate start.
Let's hope she continues that.
Lauren Curtin on her right foot. Lentz dives left. Curtin goes right. And that is a goal. 1-0. Now Sonoma State on the penalty kick. Unfortunate way for the Penguins to give up that first goal, especially when their defensive line had been playing fairly solidly so far. It's really up to the midfield to be able to keep that ball and up to the attackers to do something dynamic so they can keep that ball, because this Sonoma State possession will get goals eventually.
Very unlucky, very unlucky. But now the Dominican players need to keep their heads up and turn that this deficit into some excitement and some intensity.
There is positivity to look from this game so far, yet no shots to come from it from Dominican yet. DiCarlo with the pressure in the air. Now to Kimball. Stolen by Curtin. Curtin doing well defensively and offensively in this game. It's in the middle now to McFarland on the defensive half. All the way to the right side in the defensive half now for the Seawolves. Marble to her center defender, Ensler. Switching through the backfield are the Seawolves. All the way to the left side, the ball to Von Wagner is unsuccessful, and it will be a throw-in for the Penguins on the right side. Pawick with the throw in the middle of the field. 1-0 Seawolves with 22 minutes left in this first half. Penguins so far on their heels in this game. Five saves for Ashley Lentz already in the first half of this first half. Now Squarsha on her right foot, plays it right to the middle on the top of the box. DiCarlo has to get it out soon. Finally, there is a foul on Curtin. Did get both hands on the back of DiCarlo. Korsberg quickly to Hansen on the free kick. Quickly to Pimentel. Pimentel looking backwards, now forwards. On her left foot, over the top to Ramirez. Ramirez tries a little flick as the ball was behind her, but but that's a very, very tough play, and the Seawolves steal it. Their through ball over the top is way too far, though. Ashley Lentz will have a simple goal kick. Possession not in the Penguins' favor so far. A lot of one-touch passes, a lot of over-the-top through balls that just haven't been working for them. There needs to be a strategy change of some sort. They're hoping their conditioning works out for them, but seems as though Sonoma State is plenty well conditioned themselves.
But then again, Jordan, it's not all about conditioning. It's about communication and teamwork and family and all that stuff. Everything is a variable that needs to come together to win a game.
As you talk about communication, I haven't heard a lot of talking from the Penguins' side yet. It's mostly from the back of Kendra Korsberg. There has to be more than just one person in the back talking.
And that's why their plays are all ending so far up or so far into their half.
Kimball takes it. Her pass to Powick is unsuccessful. Now on the right side for the Seawolves. Taken by Hansen. High in the air clearance. It's into the attacking half for the Penguins. Taken by Owens. On her head. On the left side now. Defended by Marble. Is unable to kick it off of Marble. Marble does well with her feet and plays it right to the middle. Here comes Siemens. On the right side. Crossing the half is Squarsha. Still on the right side. On her right foot. Tries to play the through ball in the air. Penguins asking for a handball, and the Seawolves asking for a push in the back. They don't get either, and it will simply go to Ashley Lentz.
Well done by the ref to not give in to either team and just keeping it fair.
I agree. I think that was a good no call. Under 20 minutes left in this half. Seawolves throw from the left side. Foy quickly in to Siemens. Back to Ensler. Ensler looking right. It's over Owens. Hansen on defense. Hansen takes it. And it will be shielded out of bounds for a throw-in for Hansen.
Well done by Hansen, even though number 21 on Sonoma State is a very aggressive player. Well, good job keeping the ball shielded.
Stephanie Owens comes out of the game. In comes Yvette Lozano as that left attacker. Actually, looks like they might be moving Kimball over to the left side from the right now. Or maybe that was just a real long diagonal run. Kimball, a captain of this team, trying to get her team involved any way she can. She's very good with her feet as well. Anytime Kimball has the ball is a positive for the Penguins. Ramirez into Lozano. Lozano on the left foot. Her first touch is too far. And it will be gathered in by the keeper, Allison Hadidian.
The goalkeeper, Allison Hadidian, has yet to be tested by this Dominican side, and that is a disadvantage for the Dominican side because they don't know which shots she likes to get or which shots are her disadvantage for the goalkeeper.
Exactly. She is at 5'9". She has plenty of size on her side, which might mean that those low shots could be beneficial to the Penguin cause.
Exactly.
18 minutes left, 1-0 Sonoma State on radio.dominican.edu. The free kick is into the box for the Seawolves. Kelsey DiCarlo finally clears a high into the air. Not very far, though. Still in a dangerous area for the Penguins. Penguins take it. Ramirez on the right side. No communication. She did not know that a man was behind her. Lack of communication. She ends up playing the ball, and there is a foul called. But still, almost unacceptable from the Penguins, especially when they preach family and team so much. Communication is the biggest part of that.
Yeah, once again, Jessica Ramirez did not know that it was a man behind her, and her team didn't inform her, and that's why they lost the ball. But lucky for them, they got the foul called.
Lozano back to Ramirez. Ramirez doesn't have a good kick of it. It's off the outside of her right foot, out of bounds. Sonoma State will have the ball on a throw-in from the left side in their defensive half. Out comes Squarsha. In comes Melissa LaFranchi. As well as Lauren Curtin and Sarah Vaughn Wagoner coming out in favor of Anna Martin and Mackenzie Maher. Mackenzie Maher actually the one to score another 1-0 goal win for the Seawolves to get them that 2-0 record. A couple 1-0 wins from Sonoma State. Already 1-0 Sonoma State in this game. Penguins will try to change that up, though.
Which shows you that if there's a lot of 1-0 games, which shows you that once Sonoma scores a goal, they like to relax and play nice and deep and play possession.
Definitely really focus on their defensive pressure, keeping the ball out of Dominican's hands. Now on the left side, all the way to Megan Foy on her left foot. Plays the overlapping run, and the cross is in off of Hansen's head. It's back to Foy at the corner of the box. Tries to play it to the right side of the box. It's at the top, off of Hansen's head again. She loves to use those headers. Here comes Yvette Lozano on the left side. Plays it into Pimentel. Pimentel looking forward, has Ramirez in front of her. Ramirez times her one run very well, but the ball is not quite over the top enough, and Ensler heads it away. If that ball was just about a foot higher, Ramirez would have had a one-on-one with the goalie. She definitely timed her run and was in an onside position.
She timed her run very, very well. She knew when Pimentel was going to kick, do that throw, the through ball.
16 minutes left. DiCarlo with the steal. Pimentel in the middle of the field, still in the defensive half for Dominican. Well, Dominican has kept some possession. Well, they've done it all on their own defensive half, and once they get into the attacking third, attacking half, all the dynamic play just goes away.
I think because they panic and they know they're down 1-0, they just want to score that goal, and they want to do it fast.
Ensler, the center back, getting all the way up in the attacking half. She has to hurry back now because it's out of bounds for a throw-in. Hansen will have the throw from the left side in the defensive half. Ramirez has man on her back. A good flick by Sonoma State off the counter. Pimentel leaves it for Korsberg. Korsberg off her left foot, plays it right to Kimball. Good play to feet. Kimball keeping the ball on her right foot on the left side now. Across the halfway mark. Now looking toward the right side. Plays it into space. Tries to get Pawlik. Pawlik has speed, but didn't see the ball coming, didn't get her run started until too late. Luckily, it goes off of Sonoma State for the throw, and now on the right side.
Kimball played a little bit too far in front of Pawlik, and Pawlik just wasn't ready for that run, so both were a little off.
The ball is over everyone into Sonoma State. They play to the middle of the field now. McFarland on to the right side in their defensive half. Marble looking forward. Over the top through ball to the diagonal running. Margie Asmundsen. She just barely saves it before going out for a corner. Really had to use those accelerators. Goes off of Korsberg's head and out of bounds for a corner kick.
What a hustle by Osmundsen to get to that ball, barely reaching it. What a hustle.
Under 14 minutes left in the game. Megan Foy comes out for Sonoma State. In comes Jory Wider.
I think Dominican Penguins are missing the speed and the sprint of Lauren Goldnick.
Yeah, she hasn't played yet. She did have plenty of opportunities to score in that last game. Couldn't quite finish. We'll see if Gillespie changes that strategy up. Both absences and injuries playing a part in this game. I mentioned Rocky Ramos, the keeper, earlier in the game. She's out injured in the very first minute of Saturday's home opener against Cal State San Bernardino. Ashley Lentz had to come in as the support backup. But Ramos worked so hard to get that starting position for her last 4 years. Finally gets it her senior year and immediately in the home opener injures her shoulder. I talked to the athletic trainer Tara Hoff before the game. Ideally, she comes back in 2 weeks for the beginning of league play. However, realistically, it might be a month before she comes back. Definitely not season ending, but definitely substantial nonetheless.
Well, that's a good side. As long as she's not out for the entire season, you know, that'd be awful playing or not being able to play for your senior year.
Sonoma State looking to keep possession in their attacking half right now in the middle of the field. Other injuries include Jill Thomas, actually multiple game starter last year, started most of the games at either wing or attacker, has been having pelvic bone problems, and inflammation of her pelvic bone has caused her to miss every game so far this season. Is actually starting practice come this week, but still a bad injury to have, especially for an important starter like Jill Thomas. She is a big body and able to have speed with that big body in combination that you don't often find. The through ball over the top from Kimball. It's played into Lozano. Lozano on her first touch is stolen by Ensler, played back to the keeper, and Sonoma State is out of it. Sonoma State looking to keep possession in the center circle all the way to the right side, stolen by Wakita. Wakita plays it immediately forward, not the touch she was looking for. and Dominican will have to step their line up. Marble on the right side now. LaFranchi back to Marble. Lets it go all the way past Forrest Munson. On the left side now. Here comes Jory White. Are you trying to use that speed? It's across the halfway mark. Plays it nicely to feet to her teammate. Now switched again across the back line for Sonoma State. Trying to push it forward to the left. Play it back and push it forward to the right. And they find great ball into Osmundson. Going one-on-one against Korsberg. The left-footed shot from the outside of the box is saved by Lentz. Easy save for her, but preventing the rebound. Good job by Lentz. Good job by Korsberg to keep the pressure up.
Osmundson is everyone on the field. She's very dangerous, and she's got the speed. She's got the moves. All she needs is to finish it.
Now Lozano putting the pressure on in the center circle for the Seawolves. Triangle play from them. Cut out by the Penguins. Played to no one. Wakita ends up with it. Wakita, again, played to no one. She was looking for Ramirez, but played it too far in front of her. Ramirez has to chase now.
On those, I think she should look back because, once again, the patience isn't there and there's no one up there. So either look back or look down the line.
Pimentel steals it. Ramirez with a real fancy play over the top of her defender. It actually works. Getting pushed all over the floor. Ramirez finally draws the foul. What a little cheeky play from Ramirez. It finally works. She's been attempting that for the last 2 years, and it has worked before. Not a high-efficiency play. It works that time. Draws the foul.
Ramirez is a player who is not afraid to try anything.
Exactly right. Korsberg plays the free kick all the way over the top. Kimball attempting to save it. Tries to play it off of the Seawolves for a corner kick. Instead, is shielded away from the ball, and it goes out for a goal kick. 1-0 Sonoma State over the Dominican Penguins right now. 9 shots for Sonoma, still a big goose egg in terms of shots and goals for the Penguins. On the right side, Sonoma State down the line on the right sideline. Carlson has to chase back. She's trying to shield Mayer. Carlson goes down to the ground. Mayer is able to just barely. No, she does not save it. Assistant referee is on the line in position, says that the ball did go all the way over the line for a goal kick.
Surprising that Carlson went down when she rarely ever goes out because she's so big and strong.
Carlson, a very, very strong defender. Unfortunately, last year in the home opener, tore her ACL and meniscus in the left knee. Missed the rest of the season. Is just coming back in time for this season, but she is 100% healthy. I talked to her before the game. She feels very, very good, especially after last game. She did play well last game, and she is a big body with speedy defensive pressure and very, very good in the air as well. Carlson, quite an asset to have on the field. 8 minutes left in the first half.
The more time she plays, the more confident she will get.
Absolutely. That field time, being able to play in actual games, is so different from just a scrimmage in practice. You can play as hard as you want in practice, but there is just nothing like playing a highly competitive college soccer Division II game really out on the field. To the right side now in the attacking half for the Seawolves. Marble looks to go at Wakita. She instead tries to play the 1-2 with Curtin. It's successful. Marble looks for the cross. It's on the ground. Dangerous for the Seawolves. It's into LaFranchi. She tries to play the through ball. Pass from the Seawolves, but it's to Lentz instead of Von Wagner.
They took, I think, just one too many touches of Seawolves.
One too many. LaFranchi might have had a shot instead of the pass on that one. Wakita plays it right to the Seawolves. Here comes Siemens on the counter. Osmundson looking forward. Over the top to Von Wagner. Now here comes LaFranchi up the middle. Cuts back to her left foot. It's played on the outside of the box. Osmundson off of her head. Stolen by Kimball. Now cleared away by the Penguins. Out comes their defensive line. Gets by Lozano. Now Marble in the attacking half again. On her right foot. Plays middle. Very good ball to play the open man in McFarland. McFarland looks to go forward. Has a wide open player on her left. tries to play behind Pawlik. Very ambitious, especially with Pawlik's speed and smarts, to Jory Wider. It's unsuccessful, and it's out for a goal kick.
McFarland took a little too long to deliver that ball. Her teammate was open a lot longer than that.
Substitutions now. Peyton Jones, as well as Peyton Sonnen, come in for Jessica Ramirez and Kayla Wakita. As you said, she got the ball with so much space, McFarland did, and yet she held on to it for too long. She tried to take all of the space herself instead of opening up space for others.
She might have been trying to just pull the defenders towards her and make her teammate even more open.
Stolen by Lozano. Now Pimentel, taken back by the Seawolves. Marble into the middle. Target forward, taken down by Carlson. Carlson let the ball get past her, but didn't let the man, unfortunately. She wasn't even looking at the ball in the meantime. That will be a yellow card for Kayla Carlson. This is about 20 yards away, right next to the right corner of the 18-yard box in a very, very dangerous area. If the player got by Carlson, it would have been even more dangerous, and not a bad yellow card yet. Uranus, keep your feet moving and not even let that situation happen next time.
My dad said either let the ball go through or let the player go through. Don't let both go through.
Absolutely. That is actually the one saying that I'll always remember my coach say. Don't let the ball go through, let the man. Don't let the man go through, let the ball. Here comes the kick from the Seawolves. It's a good one, and off the head of the Seawolves, it's in past Lentz. That was Cecilia Cifuentes, who came streaking in almost unmarked off the top of her head.
It seemed as though they had been practicing the entire game.
And actually, it's ruled an offsides no goal by Cifuentes.
Very lucky. Very lucky by the Dominican. But it did seem that Sonoma State had been practicing that free kick at practice for a long time, because it looked great.
So again, no goal from Sonoma State. Instead, still 1-0, and offsides called on Cifuentes. No goal. Seawolves played in the middle. They're across their half. In comes Mayer, going forward on her left foot, has a shot. Lentz has the whole goal covered and lets it go out of bounds for the goal kick. Under 5 minutes left in the game. Under 5 minutes left in the first half. 1-0, Sonoma State.
So far, it's been a great half. It's been very competitive. It's been very even. Except maybe the possession, which went Sonoma's way. But either way, it was still a great half.
Pawlik, good positioning. Gets the steal. Left-footed clearance. She was in a very dangerous area down by her corner. Peyton Sonnen tries to play it up top to Lozano. Other than the back line, not a whole lot of experience in there for the Penguins right now. Freshman heavy up top. Carlson right on the back of Mayer. Mayer plays to the right to LaFranchi. Over the top of Korsberg. Lentz has to hurry out, and she does, off of her line to prevent that ball from going all the way into the streaking Anna Martin. Under 4 minutes left in the half. 1-0 Sonoma State on Penguin Radio. Bouncing ball off the drop kick.
They need to get to the ball first. Either team needs to get to the ball first. They cannot let that ball bounce.
Almost unacceptable that it bounces,
isn't
it?
Very unacceptable.
3.5 minutes left in the half. Marble, really no one on her, finally plays it off the thigh of Carlson behind her. Korsberg, left-footed clearance. It's into Hansen. Now Jones. Jones lets it get past her. Physical play. LaFranchi gets past Jones, but not past Hansen. Hansen goes down. Hansen so aggressive with her defensive play. Now Marble. Back to Ensler, still in the attacking half. It gets by Jones. Jones has got to cut off that passing lane. Pimentel off of her left foot over the top. It's a one-on-one now and stolen away by Cifuentes. Osmundson over to Marble. On the right side, really no one on her. Pimentel's got to hurry and pressure. Marble still dribbling. Cuts to her left foot inside. Might have a shot. Thinks otherwise. On the right side, LaFranchi. Back to her left inside, over Pimentel. Pass to Carlo, cleared away by Kimball. Dangerous play there. Almost taken into dangerous area by Peyton Jones in the middle of the half with no one in front of her, but still has it from the Seawolves. Marble in the right corner, defended by Pimentel. I believe it's called for a throw-in for the Seawolves.
It seems to me that Dominican Penguins have eased off of the pressure on the wings.
In the beginning of the game, they were really pressuring up top, pressuring that defensive line from the Seawolves. You're right, Joaquin, it has kind of gone away. Throw in with under 2 minutes left. It's by Hansen. Hansen has to play physical to recover. She gets it back. Shot from the Seawolves. Blocked by Korsberg. Korsberg in the perfect position. Now Sonnen looking forward. Has Lozano down the left sideline. Instead tries to cut back. Now to her right foot. Good play to Kimball. Off of Kimball's head. Tries to play in the middle to Lozano. It's taken away by the Seawolves. And they will keep possession in their back line. About 40 yards away from their own goal. But it's not a good play by Ensler, and it's taken for a throw-in on the left side for Megan Hansen. It's right at the middle of the field on the left side. Big throw over the top of everyone to Kimball. Kimball gets by her defender, but the first touch is too far, and out comes Allison Hadidian getting involved in the action.
With the first half almost done, both teams need to keep up the intensity and need to end this first half very well and on a good note.
Pimentel plays it right into the elbow of the Seawolves, and it is, in fact, called. Carlson will have the free kick right at the back of the center circle. Carlson looking for Sonnen, Kimball, and Lozano up there. Finds Lozano's head. It's on the right side of the box. Lozano on the back of her defender. It's played to Kimball. Kimball looking forward for the cross. Can she save it? She does. It's still in. Right on the goal line of the Seawolves. Cleared away on the left side now. Anna Martin. Very good play to feet from Osmundsen. And here comes the Seawolves counter. They're out of the defensive pressure. Forward comes Lefranchi on her right foot across the half. Has Marble on the right. 7 seconds left in this half. Outside of the box. And Osmundsen lets it go by her, thinking there's a player behind her. There is not. And that will be the buzzer of the first half of this game between Sonoma State Seawolves and the Dominican University of California Penguins women's soccer game on Monday, September 8th, 2014. That was the first half. It ends 1-0 again in favor of Sonoma State. 10 shots so far from Sonoma State, only 0 from Dominican. Ashley Lentz has had her work cut out for her, but she has done just an admirable job back there, hasn't she, Joaquin?
Great debut. She's had great saves. She's had very, very good. She's come out when she needed to. She stayed in her spot when she needed to. Overall, great performance.
The lone goal from the Seawolves, a penalty kick on a tackle from behind by Stephanie Powick against Megan Foy, and it resulted in the penalty kick goal. Now, it is 1-0 Sonoma State. That was the first half of this women's soccer broadcast on Penguin Radio. For Joaquin Cordero, I'm Jordan Smith. And this is radio.dominican.edu.